I'm delighted to be a part of your conference, at least by DVD, and I wish I could be there in person, but unable to this year. Hearing the theme of your conference, defending our faith, that does address the core issue for us as evangelicals. When I pastored in eastern Pennsylvania, I was not aware of Seventh-day Adventism very much, but moving here to St. Joe, Michigan, just 12 miles north of Berrien Springs, which is the home of Andrews University, I came to see my need to learn more about these Sabbath keepers because I'm not one of them, and they are throughout our area. About 10, 12 years ago, I started doing some counseling of an individual whose spouse would come with them to that evangelical church, but also was very involved at Pioneer Memorial, a Seventh-day Adventist church in Berrien Springs. So I got involved in their life issues and some conflicts over the keeping of the Sabbath. It was at that time that I became aware of Dale Rasloff's ministry, his book Sabbath in Crisis, which was reworked into Sabbath in Christ. I also had an issue or two, I'm not sure how I got it, of proclamation. But I was thinking, oh, wouldn't that be amazing if we could get Dale Rasloff to come to our church? But I didn't pursue that. That's about where my interests were until about 5.5 years ago. A 20-something married young lady, Esther Aust, who was transitioning out of Adventism, God led her into our church, and I had a counseling session that was canceled, and we met and talked, and with fear in her voice, we got to these times together to meet, and I started learning from Esther about how SDAs really are not the true church at all. After my time with Esther 5 years ago, I came to see that the Seventh-day Adventist Church is not evangelical, that their gospel was not the gospel of faith in Jesus Christ alone, that Ellen G. White isn't just an inspirational writer like Chuck Swindoll. Have you heard that one? I have. No question, she is a false prophetess. That's about where my contacts with the SDA ended until I met Carolyn Maycumber. And Carolyn is with you. She'll be sharing her story, and I don't want to take away from that. Carolyn called me on the phone and at the end of the summer of 2008 and asked if we could meet, and we did. We met for some long talks, and I started to learn all the more about how false the teachings were of the SDA Church. Indeed, it is not evangelical, though so many well-intentioned evangelicals might think that it's just a church that worships on Saturdays with some of its own interpretations. I've been told that. I'm sure you have too. Well, that September, Carolyn placed her faith in Christ alone for her salvation. And Carolyn started coming to my New Believers Bible study for seekers and those who are new in their faith, which I lead each year. And through my interactions with Carolyn and through study, I learned more and more how false the SDA Church is. Well, Esther started visiting back to our church, and it was the winter of 2009, and we talked about the possibility of Dale Rasloff leading a seminar with the Tinkers and some others here in July. Our elders met, and we talked about that possibility and felt that that would be a good thing to help our people see the truth of the Seventh-day Adventist Church so that they could know how to answer SDA neighbors and co-workers, so that our people could ask intelligent questions that would truly cut to the heart of the issues to help an SDA see that we don't believe the same tenets of the faith. This is an issue of the truth of Scripture. Being that we are near a Seventh-day Adventist center, Andrews University, a key school for them, we do have many Adventist church around us, and we want to be a center for the truth, to help people transition out of the SDA Church as God would lead them to Himself, to a personal faith in Christ, trusting Him alone for salvation. In preparation for that July conference with the Rasloffs and Tinkers, Esther and Carolyn went through all of our adult Sunday morning classes and kind of whet their appetite for the seminar as well as gave them some eye-opening truths. Well, since that conference, we haven't received any backlash, but Carolyn has, and I'm sure she will share her story. Defending our faith. That is a great theme for your weekend. We all need to keep our eyes open to be aware how we can help other believers see the truth of the SDA Church. Let me share a couple recent examples. The end of November, I received in the mail a journal, Ministry Journal for Pastors. And I thought, where did I get this? How did I get this? Looked through it, really couldn't tell who was sending it. On the back, saw a big ad for Ministry Professional Growth Seminars. And saw the presenters, Larry Garrity, Professor Emeritus of La Sierra. Is that an SDA school? Margaret Schuster, Fuller, I know Fuller. Roy Adams, Associate Editor of Adventist Review, graduate of Andrews University, professor from Yale, don't know him. You could see in the fine print, the .coms, that it is truly an Adventist journal. Why do they hide who they are? I've come to see the deception of the SDAs. You know, when they put on special meetings, you know this, we just got this in the mail, Discover Prophecy, not one word that it's from the Adventists. Even where they're hosting it isn't. Their speaker, Larry Linkenwalter, and nothing about him being an Adventist teacher or minister. I don't know what he is. Just called the presenter. You know, when our church hosts a conference or puts something out in our community, we are glad to tell them, it's the chapel, it's an evangelical free church, you come to our church. They don't do that. Well, I wrote the journal a letter. Since then, I got a second journal in the mail, so then I called them. Had a wonderful talk with the gentleman there and saying, why am I, as an evangelical, receiving your journal that is not evangelical? Did you receive your December copy of Christianity Today? Well, if you looked at the sixth page, you will see, oh, there it is, the same ad for that seminar. So I called CT after some voicemails and got a hold of an editor and asked him, would you allow Mormons to advertise or Jehovah's Witness to advertise? No. How about SDAs? Well, aren't they just another denomination that worships on Saturday with their own interpretations? That's what I was told. So I shared with them my viewpoint, why SDAs are not evangelicals and why they're deceptive. At least that's my opinion. I shared with him, among other things, about Carolyn, how that she lost her job and because she placed her faith in Christ for her salvation. And if the SDAs are evangelical, why would Carolyn lose her job becoming an evangelical? He said they'd look into it and do some investigation, and I hope they do. It was good to see in the January edition that ad wasn't there. Defending our faith. We all need to not just know the truth, but we need to stand for the truth, which means we've got to be able to address heresy. After we hosted Dale's conference, we wanted to launch out and begin a ministry for those leaving the SDA church. And Carolyn is leading that study on Galatians in our home. I've become the resident theologian, which any of you pastors could do. Besides the few formers that come, we have another couple coming as they've got Adventist friends and just want to learn more. It is a small, small group, that's for sure. We had one former come only once, and we hope she'll come back. Another couple who is coming, who have left, transitioned out of SDA. We have another gal who Carolyn knows from her college days in Washington State, hasn't seen her since then, and she started coming. In her second week, the end of that study, we all held hands, and this gal prayed to trust Jesus alone for her salvation. Each person's life in our group, right, the layers are being peeled off as we discuss God's Word, the doctrine of salvation, the doctrine of God, Christology. And we get those aha moments. We had one as we discussed the Trinity and talked about the SDAs and why Jesus came. And really, he came to be the example to follow and that we've got to follow him perfectly. And just before Christ returns, those who are alive, those SDAs, will be able to do just that. And then as we talked about the doctrine of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one within our group, realize that Jesus didn't come to be our example. He came to be our Redeemer. And that was his aha moment. Our small group, we hope it will grow. We've kind of told our congregation that if they've got friends who are in SDA but have questions, to invite them and then come with them. We'll see how it does grow. Well, I can tell that my time is gone. And I want to encourage you as well as myself that as evangelical believers and pastors, as defenders of the faith, if we've got Adventists around us, as we do, we need to be that beacon of light for the truth, because Ellen White is leading a host of people to eternity in hell. What I am seeing more and more is I am learning more and more about the falseness of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. So many evangelicals just don't know how deceitful and false they are. So all of us need to take our stand on the truth and be a help to those who have questions and establish a ministry, Bible studies, right, to help set people free by their faith in the grace of God, salvation by faith in Christ alone. May God bless you in your times together this weekend.